This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today alleged that the Aam Aadmi Party announces new policies every hour out of frustration. Addressing a public meeting in RK Puram, Delhi, Mr. Modi claimed that Aam Aadmi Party is so shocked that it is resorting to false announcements. He also alleged that the party has wasted the past 11 years and has not done any development work. He asserted that the BJP will form the government in Delhi and the double-engine government will not waste its time fighting. In addition, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav participated in a door-to-door campaign. He told the media that Delhi's harmony, culture and historic tradition has to be revived and people have made up their mind to vote for the BJP to make Delhi developed. Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal has written to the Chief Election Commissioner demanding action against the BJP workers and Delhi police officers, alleging that they had attacked his party workers. Addressing the media, Mr. Kejriwal claimed that AAP workers in the New Delhi Assembly were being intimidated and harassed by BJP workers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India-Indonesia relations are not just geopolitical, but also date back thousands of years. In his remarks during Kumbhabhishekam of Sri Sanatan Dharma Alayam in Jakarta, Indonesia, Mr. Modi said India and Indonesia are connected through culture, civilizational ties and spirituality. He added that whenever an Indian visits the temples in Indonesia, like Prambanan Temple, they are reminded of Kashi and Kedarnath.
भारत और इंडोनेशिया के लोगों के लिए हमारे रिश्ते सिर्फ जियोपॉलिटिकल नहीं है हम हजारों वर्ष पुरानी संस्कृति से जुड़े हैं हम हजारों वर्ष पुराने इतिहास से जुड़े हैं हमारा संबंध विरासत का है विज्ञान का है विश्वास का है हमारा संबंध साझी आस्था का है.
The Ministry of Culture, in collaboration with Akashvani, has launched a special classical music program, Har Kanth Mein Bharat, at Akashvani Bhavan in New Delhi today. This program will be broadcast live from 21 Akashvani centres every day from today until February 16, from 9:30 to 10 a.m. The event was inaugurated by the Secretary in the Ministry of Culture, Arunesh Chawla, and CEO of Prasar Bharati, Gaurav Dwivedi. Director General of Akashvani, Dr. Pragya Paliwal Gaur, was also present on the occasion. Talking exclusively to Akashvani, Mr. Chawla mentioned that Har Kanth Mein Bharat will provide a platform for young artists to showcase their talent to the nation. He added that this program will feature classical music. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has said that only 23 wetland sites were identified in 65 years after independence of the country, but in the last 10 years, 63 new sites have been identified for this within the country. Mr. Yogi said this while inaugurating the program on conservation of wetlands for the future of all of us at Parvati Arga Bird Sanctuary, Gonda, on the occasion of World Wetlands Day today. Union Minister of State for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Kirti Vardhan Singh, was also present at the event. In response to tariffs imposed by United States President Donald Trump, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced 25% tariffs on $155 billion worth of American goods coming into the country. Addressing a press conference in Ottawa today, Mr. Trudeau announced imposing a 25% tariff on $30 billion of American imports beginning on Tuesday and a similar tariff on $125 billion worth of American goods in 21 days. India have retained their ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup title, beating South Africa by 9 wickets in the final match at the Bayumas Oval in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Gongadi Trisha's unbeaten innings of 44 runs helped Nikki Prasad-led Women in Blue to chase the target of 83 runs in the 12th over. Asian Games bronze-winning shooter Ashi Choksi of Madhya Pradesh today broke the women's 50-meter rifle three positions national record on her way to the gold medal at the 38th National Games in Dehradun. And that is the end of this news bulletin.